theater lovers can rejoice in February because the month is packed full of performances from a variety of genres. If you're looking for a psychological thriller, the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale will produce Night Must Fall beginning February 8th. If you enjoy a good mystery and live in the River Valley, you may be interested in Fort Smith Little Theater's production of Hickory Dickory Dead, which begins its run on Valentine's Day. If you prefer musical theater, be sure to check out In This House at the Sager Creek Art Center in Siloam Springs, or 9 to 5 the Musical at Rogers Little Theater. If you're looking for something more dramatic, perhaps you would enjoy the University of Arkansas's production of A Streetcar Named Desire, or a separate piece at Arts Live Theater. These are just a few of the shows you can catch in the listening area during the month of February, and while we often discuss professional theater and community theater organizations, there is a lot of theater taking place in local high schools.
They said that there's a track in Virginia that's going to open up, and the races run every 17 minutes.
So like every 17 minutes the crowd can go crazy.
Every 17 minutes, the crowd goes crazy, which was written by Pulitzer Prize winner Paul Zindel, is the next show that will be produced by students from Bentonville High School. Earlier this month, they were rehearsing in a loft located behind the stage of the Arend Art Center. The loft, which overlooks the scene shop, has a small raised wooden floor for a stage. Much of the space is full of props and clothes, as the room is also used for costume and prop storage. Two girls are sitting on a couch on stage, and another stands nearby as the trio rehearses lines. The rest of the 14-member cast looks on, as well as Justin Schauer, the director of theater at Bentonville High School, who interrupts the actors every now and then to discuss a scene.
Why might a parent want to invite you two to their daughter's thing?
Out of pity.
Okay, good. Okay, out of pity, and how might she see you in relation to her own daughter?
Positive influence?
Every 17 minutes, the crowd goes crazy, tells the story of a group of teenagers whose parents have left them to travel to different horse racing tracks around the country. The parents fax their kids messages saying they won't be home, and the teenagers have to decide what to do without any parental guidance. Justin says he found the play in an anthology that was predominantly for teenagers.
It was one of the first shows that I have come across that involves teenage characters that either doesn't condescend to that age group or doesn't make the play R-rated. That would not be appropriate for, you know, actually doing in a high school. So it's either way too adult, like an American Pie type thing, or it's just way too unsophisticated, where it, you know, it's like an after-school special or something. And so I really like the quirkiness of it, and each character has a really distinct voice, and there's both realism and some surrealistic tones to it that I think are really cool for the actors to try to operate in. It's sort of like manic realism. You know, there's just sort of a... it's our world with just a little bit of an off-kilter feel or twist to it.
Justin explains students auditioned for the play in December, and one of the requirements for accepting a role is for the actors to know their lines and be off book when they return from winter break. If they are not off book, Justin says he has understudies lined up to take their place. Already knowing their lines gives Justin time to really talk with the actors about their characters and the plot.
We utilize a lot of the acting principles we learn in class, and so almost every student who's in this play is in my theater class, and most of them are in my advanced theater classes, and so they already know how to speak that way. They know the vocabulary and the processing that goes into acting and approaching acting from this perspective. But I also, we have a luxury with this play because it's not real long and we have a good amount of time to work on it until the end of February, that we can take some of that time to explore and try different things with a bigger show like we did Into the Woods in the fall. And that was such a huge project, and we did it within like 6.5-7 weeks. It was like blocking rehearsals were just like, you got to go here, do that, here's how it works, you know, let's learn the music. It was kind of a little bit more machine-like, and here we get a chance to kind of let it breathe a little bit. We did the same thing with Uncle Vanya last year, where we were up here and we did lots of exploration, lots of you know, talking about the characters, which I love. Like, that's my favorite thing to do in the world. Like, I love it, and they seem to enjoy it too.
Because several of the actors are experienced with being on stage, many of them are not afraid to be participatory in the creative process.
To me, that's like the icing on the cake. Like, if they get to that point, to me, that's my job's done. They're ready to move on, you know, graduate and go do what they're going to do afterwards. If they can get to that point of bringing ideas to the table. And sometimes, a lot of times, their ideas are the better ideas. And, you know, that's always a wonderful discovery in rehearsal. Like, when they say, well, what about this? And it's like, oh my gosh, that's awesome. Let's do it. So, yeah, I just love that. It's the best job in the world.
Justin says students rehearse after school from 4 to 6 Monday through Thursday, but rehearsals can last longer for bigger plays. Although actors must put in extra time after school to work on this play, junior Zion Ward, who plays Dan, and senior Lauren Gunn, who plays Maureen, both say they don't mind spending their free time at rehearsals.
I love the director, Mr. Schauer. He's phenomenal. And everyone here is very, it's a friendly, supportive environment, and I would like to, at some point, pursue a career in acting. So this, as much as I can get is, you know, a good thing.
And like he said, Mr. Schauer has been like a father to us the years that we've known him, and theater is something that we do for the love of it, so giving up our time isn't really giving up our time. It's spending time doing something that we love and eventually want to pursue and do with the rest of our lives.
Audience members who attend the show will also get to see a short devised work students are creating. Gracie Brogan, a theater and oral communications teacher at Bentonville High School, is helping students organize the piece.
I am encouraging kids just to write about mundane things that happen daily. The awkwardness of going to a bathroom in a high school or going through the hallways and walking through, and the fact that some people just stop in the middle, or even just like what makes a good teacher and what makes a bad teacher. And the kids in the devised work, I think we have 13 actors. There were originally 14, but they range from ninth graders to seniors. So we have like the beginning of the high school experience and then like the nostalgia of the last bit of high school. And I'm kind of just asking, giving the kids prompts and letting them write their own things. And then we're going to workshop them and read over them, adjust, edit, and have a finished product.
Gracie says they are still discussing how they are going to arrange the devised work, but she thinks they will end up taking the audience through a single day of high school, from getting ready for class to the end of a school day. Director Justin Schauer says he thinks audience members who expect standard high school theater might be surprised with this production because he says his students have an ambition to work at another level.
Of course, I'm biased because I love my kids, but we have a really amazing and devoted group of kids who work very hard and bring a certain level of professionalism and seriousness to the work they do, and they really work hard on authenticity. And you know, it's really important to me that kids build a positive self-concept and that they become more confident through working in theater and on acting, but also they kind of take it a step beyond that, and it's not just a positive memory that they're making for, you know, for later years. It's also learning about developing empathy for different kinds of people and being able to access that deeper part of themselves, and to also be comfortable with a certain level of vulnerability. So we talk about, you know, in a safe way, how to become vulnerable in a way of growing and as a way of finding access to that more pure, true version of yourself.
Every 17 minutes, the crowd goes crazy. We'll be at the Arend Arts Center February 28th through March 2nd. Shows are at 7 p.m. Thursday through Saturday and 2 o'clock Sunday afternoon. Tickets are $8 for general admission and $5 for students. More information is available at 254-5161.
NASA has come up with an intriguing way to deal with those things you can't easily recycle.
The plastic that's in there melts and encapsulates the waste, and what you have is kind of a hard plastic tile with most of the other waste materials embedded inside of it.
I'm Steve Kerwood. Join me for Space Trash into Mission Treasure next time on Living on Earth from PRI.
Living on Earth, Sunday evening at 5 on KUAF 91.3 FM.